Is it time?
Oh, it's a jazzy. What is up, internet? This is your pal, Guy Jackson, bringing you episode 10 with this jazzy-filled Christmas extravaganza.
It's beautiful.
And with me as with me as always, this
always.
Guy that doesn't even have a webcam right now.
I'll be on.
He's just
back.
The tiniest little avatar you've ever seen. We got Rye Bread.
What's up, you ho-ho-hos? Merry Christmas.
He's been planning
How is everybody?
That one. He's been planning that one.
Yeah, he had that. That was in the bank. Withdraw.
Oh my god. This...
I'm not even ashamed of that. I don't care.
So
you
proud
can't
of you.
Silence me,
so
god
proud
damn it.
Of you. So, and the best part is, folks, he's on his phone right now because his reliable internet connection died, so he can't even hear the sound of the music, the poor bastard.
I can too.
As well, we got below. Oh, he's back. So there we go. We're back with Rye. And below we have the running toast man himself.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to the podcast. How the fuck you doing? Good, great. Good to be here. Merry Christmas.
Now, would you like to try that
Look
again?
Look at that.
No, you can't. Okay.
No,
listen, Rye.
I'm good. I'm happy with the product.
Rye, for the love of all that's good and holy, I never want you to go vertical on your phone while recording a video again.
I'm sorry.
You teeny bopping son of a bitch. Go to Instagram for that bullshit. This is the podcast. Do you understand me?
On Fire 53 just subbed.
Oh, On Fire 53. Thanks for the sub, my friend. How are you?
But I'd good. Say thank you, but none of the money goes to me.
That's a...
Hey, work on some
it's okay. You got,
here.
You got, you're getting paid
I
off.
I want 50 cents of that $1.50.
50 cents. I mean, So on to other things. He's gone. Rye's gone.
This is brutal.
We're having technical Christmas difficulties. He's not even plugged in.
Back.
He's back.
I'm back. I sorted myself out. See, I told you to be back. It's like, hey, it's a Christmas
oh,
miracle. Look at that.
It's
my
a Christmas miracle. Oh, God. So this is episode 10. Your pal here, Guy Jackson. I'm not gonna lie, I'm tired as fuck. I've had the busiest week, and not just setting up for Christmas, but I've recently on fire throwing down the Jackson mug. Oh, thanks, bro. But I have had my last week with Rogers Communication this week, and I've been working the new job at the same time, so I've been double dipping, one might say. And just getting prepped for Christmas, I feel like I'm dying.
Oh. Double dipping, gross.
But with it being the Christmas season, I do have one thing I just gotta say, and this about Christmas, this drives me insane. Okay? And it has something to do with Secret Santas.
Oh no.
Now, for me, I spend a lot of time and effort in my Secret Santas to make sure gifts are received, that they are high quality, a lot of thought and efforts put into who I'm providing this gift to. And it just really just grinds my gears when I feel my Secret Santa doesn't reciprocate that. I don't know. Does anyone else find issues with that?
Yeah, you know, that would make me mad, you know.
Mm.
I'd be very disappointed with an individual that was supposed to give me a Secret Santa gift, but then
incredibly
didn't.
Incredibly just disappointed. It's like just taking a relationship and throwing it away. That's what it feels like to me.
What about you, Rye Bread? How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Throw it to you, buddy.
Down goes my internet.
Why is that, Ryan? Why is that?
I literally couldn't hear you for 30 seconds. What did you say?
You couldn't hear anything. Nothing. You must have been gone. You must have not heard a thing. Hey,
unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, just getting cut
am
off.
Was I getting grilled for 30 seconds?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Wait, what do you mean? Why would you be getting grilled?
Well, because I heard something and then it went dead. And
We were talking about shitty Secret Santas out there that don't treat.
Oh their... yeah. So I was totally getting grilled, is what you're saying?
Why would you be getting grilled?
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm assuming you're referring to me.
Oh, why would you assume that? Sorry, no, I was actually talking about one of my in-laws.
You're so rude.
Yeah, no. I went to a Secret Santa with my in-laws, and they got me a coffee cup, and I don't drink coffee. So that's what I was referencing.
You don't.
Why drink did coffee. You find? I'm happy. I'm wondering. Yeah, did you find offense to that whole diatribe for any reason, Ray?
I mean, potentially.
I love grilling rye bread. I have not been at. We did a Secret Santa at our work, and we haven't had a chance to meet up yet. So, I know rye bread is taking care of me, and I'm gonna see him soon. So, don't you just worry about it, bro. I just wanted to see your webcam. I saw your face just. That was brilliant.
That's so rude. My word. God damn, dude.
And the thumbnail for this podcast is just going to be horrible Secret Santas. With your jaw dropping. With he being like, oh.
You know what? Put me in the thumbnail. I don't give a fuck. Put me on the thumbnail.
I think you're going to be in the
thumbnail. Make me famous, bro. Make me famous.
I think we can do that. Anyways. Absurd. Anyways.
I can't believe that.
Oh, so there's things to talk about this week. I don't know what you guys want to open with, because I do know Toast and myself went and saw Star Wars, and one person in this three.
Yeah,
this
we went on trio, a date. Romantic.
We held hands.
Oh, so first of all, two things. Then where was my invite if you two went together? And two,
we didn't go together.
Fucking stop. Dude, I sent you the invite. It was with the Secret Santa. That's right. We didn't meet up. Oh, man. I had tickets and everything for you. Oh,
dude, fuck you.
son of a bitch, eh?
That's so not even funny.
It is kind of funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, you're a funny guy.
All right. Anyways, we did go to completely separate showings. I went with my wife on a date night. And we watched the movie together. And Toast, I love your. I want to get your first opinions on this. We're gonna keep it. We are gonna keep it spoiler free for a period of time, and then Rye will let you know when we are going to do spoilers if you want to go take a piss or have some.
No, because if we do spoilers, everyone's gonna stop watching. Yeah. So I don't know if we should do spoilers.
Okay.
Well, they have to put a spoiler alert in the thumbnail, then you're going to be an asshole.
All right. Okay. Then, okay. Well, we'll see. We'll play it by ear, okay? But what did you think? I want to know. Toast. Because Rye didn't show up.
Yeah. It was.
God, Rye, I'm going to have to drive to your house after this and give you a hug, because I actually feel bad. I feel bad at this point.
It was something.
I'm sorry. All right, Toast. No, so elaborate.
Is that a whole jug of ice fucking
That's
tea?
That's a whole jug of iced tea. That's not what we're talking about right now. Toast, what did you think about Star Wars?
It was a whole jug of iced tea. That's how it was. It was a half drink, whole jug of iced tea.
That's Where does one thinking. Acquire a jug of iced tea?
From the supermarket.
Which
Star
one?
Wars. You watch That's Star it. Wars. That's...
Pure Leaf. Okay. Right? It's just a...
Oh, it's Pure Leaf. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It's only 1.75, and 2 liters is when you're a lush. This is 1.75 liters.
I'm getting the 2 liter just to spite you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so how was Star Wars? It was... how do I put this?
Did it live up to your expectations?
Well, his expectations was it was going to be trash.
This is what I mean.
He said last podcast. He's like, Disney's trash. This is trash. This is trash. So.
it was better than 7.
Okay.
I'll give it that. All but right. That's not saying much because I hated 7.
Well, you hated it, yeah.
So.
Like, hated?
It was, I did not like it.
You didn't like it, eh?
Huh.
At all. One
really?
Bit. Not a single thing about it. But this one was definitely. I mean, the spaceship battles were cool in this one. I like that. That was nice. Had a couple cool scenes. Who the fuck is Snoke? That's what I want to know. I think it left more questions unanswered.
Yes.
And that's kind of a bitch. And Luke is not Luke, and I'm kind of pissed what they did to him, but...
Good thing we'll get another one next year.
Next year? I think it's 2 years, right?
Yeah, because they're going to do the Solo Han. Solo Han.
Didn't 7 come out last year?
No, Han Solo. What is... Wow. Where have you been? Rye.
What the hell?
Oh, Rogue One came out.
Rogue One came out. But I'm saying there was one last year. Yeah. Rogue One came out last year.
Yeah, Rogue One came out.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah.
7 was the year before.
And Loops, right, I see you in chat, and yeah, the Arizona half and half, that is a really good mix. And I know I had a big jug one time, and that they would really grill me on the podcast, but I have to just deal with what my wife gets me, and this is a very delicious iced tea. I am actually going to agree with you on that entirely. And usually I'm the positive point of view and saying, well, what about this? And this was really good. And like, I will admit, like the cinematic aspect was great, but I felt there weren't twists and turns. The movie felt like it was on rails, and
yeah, there was nothing. It was exactly what you think it was, from A to B,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing else. It was it went exactly as plan. Like you sit there, there's nothing you need to think about, is what I'm saying. As mm-hmm. you're watching it, there's no kind of moments.
It's just, there was nothing that really
A to B, and then that's it.
I never you're felt done. That like edge in my seat, like, oh shit, shit's going down. I was kind of like, okay, that's happened, that's right. And like giant fights, I never felt like emotionally into it. It was a really weird, and like I said, the structure of it, the cinematics look great, the fight scenes were amazing. There is a scene near the very end, which just like was eye candy amazing to watch. And I'm trying so hard not to spoil it. So
yeah, this is pretty, I think I know the one you're talking.
And I do appreciate the fact that this time around, well, actually, you know what? There's a 50-50 with what I'm about to say. I do appreciate this time around that they did stray as far as they could from plot point to plot point from Empire Strikes Back. So when I'm saying that, I'm talking about episode 7, how it was so close to New Hope.
It wasn't a copycat. That's
So it definitely strayed in a new direction, gave some new plot points, but I never felt like they were twists. I feel like instead of throwing in twists, they took what you thought was the next approach, and which would just logically happen, and it just progressed from there. It was just a really weird feeling in theaters, just trying to enjoy it, and I couldn't.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It wasn't a bad movie.
Star Wars to me, I don't know.
No,
it was fun. Like I enjoyed being in the theater. It was definitely good watching it in AVX 3D. All that, it was fun.
Worth the extra money.
It was worth the extra money just because of the spaceship fights and the eye candy and stuff. It was
see it in AVX 3D is what you're saying.
Oh yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
sure, for sure.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'll do then.
But yeah, no, it's just not disappointing. Like, you know, when a movie gets so much hype and you know is smashing box office records and this and that and the other thing and blah blah blah, and it's fucking Star Wars, right? You're like, it has those are giant boots to fill.
Yes.
Yep.
Right, and I wouldn't say it's a bad movie, but it didn't take me on an adventure.
They took the safest approach possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there was no risks. There was no, like, Snoke doesn't even get a backstory. Okay, you know nothing. Nothing about him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all.
Not a damn thing. So you're sitting there at the end of the movie, and you're like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah, and I know you're trending on trying not to let any spoilers go, but I know exactly the point you're talking about. And when the event that we are referencing occurs, I was like, Like, what?
Okay.
No, what?
Like, am I supposed to be, like, happy about this? Like, I don't know what's going on.
And I think people who have seen the movie would understand what we're talking about, where you're just like, threat,
no spoilers. Like,
yeah, we're no treading spoilers. On the line. We're trying our best. Yeah. But
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that the scene in we're referencing to, it was definitely just
granted,
a head scratch.
Cool scene, but
like once again,
who
like,
are you? Who
that
is
occurs.
He?
You're
who
just
the
like,
fuck is that?
Yeah, and then and by the time you're still scratching your head, then they throw in this fucking epic battle.
Yeah,
right, and you just see like. Then you see like cinematic eye candy death Jedi shit going down, but then it's almost like it just glossed over the fact that
at the end you're just you think about it at the end you're just, who the fuck like no. Am I supposed to care? I can't care.
You can't. You could. You, they never gave you a chance to emotionally invest in the character. Yeah. Oh yeah, good times. Right. You still have to see it, by the way.
I know I do.
Yeah,
I'm going to hopefully like. Before Christmas is my plan, but
Well, you better get there quick because this is the Christmas episode.
Oh shit!
We put a Santa hat on the logo and everything.
You got Luke, and even Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill himself is just like, I don't like what they did to Luke. I don't like the direction they went. And
really?
It wouldn't happen. Luke wouldn't do that. It wouldn't happen. I'm not gonna say what, but he just wouldn't do it. That's not Luke. Wouldn't happen.
No. Is it long?
He didn't even want to kill his own father. It wouldn't happen.
Well, Luke was a central character in this. This wasn't just like, oh, here he is and blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
he was
did have
throughout the film.
Funny one-liners and all that shit.
Oh, and talking about funny, I felt like they just imposed comedy in every turn they possibly could, and it felt completely forced.
Some of it, like I laughed at a few parts.
I laughed, okay, yeah, but I laughed at a few parts, but then there was definitely more parts where I was like,
the whole
part
where Chewbacca is looking at the, like, he's about to eat the bird, and the bird's looking at him like, you're about to eat my mom. Like,
yeah. And then that drowned, and then they carry that on for like 20 seconds, and you're just like, move on.
Yeah.
It didn't hit right off the bat.
What are these little fucking birds anyway? Why are they
there? The next toy. They're the next toy Disney wants to push.
Yeah,
that's why
they were
there.
Literally put in there
literally,
for a toy.
Yes. So
just to spend money, please.
Yeah, I see Loops in chat. He's like, it was average at best. And you know what? Granted, it pushed the story. It got us to the next stage. And without spoiling it, once again, it did establish the new characters as the characters that are going to be taking over the franchise. You definitely saw
Great.
Them shift their focus.
Fantastic.
Right? Shift the focus to new characters.
With the worst backstory ever.
No, that's true.
And then a main villain who's a giant puss boy.
Yeah. It's, yeah. But you know, Rye Bread, we are doing you justice. We are actually doing so much justice for you right now, Rye, because you know why. We've talked about this a bunch of times. When you build up a movie in your mind, when there's so much hype, and this is the same thing that we talked about when Thor came out, we talked about this when we were going over the Avengers trailer, we're talking about it now. Whenever so much hype is generated and you go see the movie, it can never live up to that hype. Now that Toast and I have kind of broken this fucker down for you, you can go in.
I have to say.
And hopefully
actually enjoy it.
And hopefully it exceeds expectations.
The only thing I can say is just try to enjoy it for what, like don't go in thinking this is shit continuation to Star Wars. It's a fun movie, a lot of explosions and lightsabers and shit.
I like that.
Like that was Star Wars.
Fan service.
Yeah, and the rest of it, this the plot, it's like what plot, you know? But
what plot?
Spaceship battles, flashy, lightsaber
flashy
battles.
Explosions, dogfights. I dig it. I'm into it.
Fun.
If it's
it's fun. It's fun. You know, it's a fun movie, especially if you're taking your family.
I'm a fan who likes.
I'll
fan
endorse
service.
It as like a family movie if you're all fans of Star Wars. It's just not what I want.
Oh, I couldn't take my son to it. That scene where Kylo Ren's like boom, and he just puts a lightsaber through someone's forehead, and the body drops. My son would be like,
no
dude,
blood.
That doesn't matter if there's no blood. They just
It cauterized the wound, man.
They murdered a man close up with a lightsaber through his forehead. And my 7-year-old well, would be
about
like
family, like, oh, you know, maybe 10, 11-year-olds or something. Like, I'm not talking.
Okay. All right.
7-year-old son. Here.
I'm going. I was. Okay, no, I
was
this.
Watching some shit when I was 7 years old. So it's okay if you don't want to expose him to the world. Know. Okay. The real world of lightsabers through head.
The real world of this is what happens when you're an adult kid. Get used to just head on a swivel. Dodge those lightsabers. Anyway,
it's just a fun movie, though. That's all I'm saying. It's a fun movie. It's not a good movie, but it's.
It was a fun movie that I was hoping was going to be a legendary movie.
I don't know how, after seeing Seven, you thought this could go anywhere.
Absolutely reprehensible.
Not, yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well,
and
I think.
Full episode now.
Oh.
Damn yourself.
No, you're not. You're killing us. You're ear raping us.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we lost. Poor Ryan.
And then there were two.
Oh, man. The poor guy.
Look at that.
Well,
2-year-old niece. Laughed apart with the bird. I guess, you know, that was okay for kids.
It was okay. So maybe it was a reverse thing. You go to a kid's movie and there's adult jokes that you chuckle at. Maybe this was the kid joke in the adult movie. I'd say that.
So you go buy the toys.
Yeah.
And then, apparently there's 50 of those.
And then the 2-year-old niece who laughed at the Chewbacca part with the bird probably is going home going, I'm going to stab someone in the face. Then I'm going to, and so many people got cut in half.
There was no blood.
There was no blood, but so many people got literally cut in half.
Just tell him they were robots.
And he's past that now. It doesn't work like that anymore, Toast.
He's fine. It cauterizes the wound, okay?
Oh, my God.
There's no blood. They're fine.
And you know what? Okay. There was too much disappearing for me in this movie.
Disappearing?
If you take the last...
Yeah, my favorite character is Darth Vader.
The last 10 minutes... Or, well, you know, half an hour of the film. So many things. And I understand the reasoning why. But they just kept cutting to one thing disappearing. And this person disappearing. That disappearing. And then this. And I'm holding this trinket. And that's disappearing, right? Just like, we get it. Like, okay. Like, you don't have to emphasize it 10 times over. There's just so much just like. Like, emotional music in the BG. And then just like. Is done with it. Done with it. Okay. Poor Rye. Oh, man. All right, so I think, okay, we should move on from this topic before I get even more worked up, because now I'm starting
that's
to
what I'm saying. It was
now I'm starting to dislike the
movie
10 even
out of
more.
10. Everyone needs to go see it. Buy the toys, buy the memorabilia, buy the merchandise,
there
have it
go.
All up in your grill, and buy 50 of those fucking bird things. They're excellent, hilarious, great addition to the Star Wars universe. Love it. You know, fuck Ewoks. It's all about these birds now.
There you go. Fuck the Ewoks. All right, we should talk about something that just came to our attention. I didn't even know about this. But you know, net neutrality obviously is suffering in the U.S., being
shit
repealed, all that
don't
stuff.
Need it. Don't need it.
Mm-hmm. Don't need it. But Toast, Bell, Cineplex, Rogers, and Shaw are doing a tag team effort to censor certain websites for Canadian users.
They're all piracy sites. I'm not a filthy pirate.
That is not indicated at all in the articles I've read. They are looking to create an internet blacklist of certain websites. That's create
like the Pirate
a list.
Bay and,
But they, what's stopping them from sliding whatever they want onto there if this is passed? They have not specified. That is way too much fucking power.
Big corporations only have your best interests in mind. We discussed this last
time.
Oh
my God. Toast. You're right. I must be wrong. Jeez, no. Louise. But right when, like, what is it? Like, last fucking podcast, we're like, thank God in Canada, we don't have to worry about... And then sure as shit, sure as shit, what happens? Our Canadian corporation's like, hey, we should take a fucking stab at this too.
You know what's funny, though? Like, as Canadians, we kind of just bend over and take it. Just like we do everything else.
And we're like, oh, yeah, I'll boot it. Yeah, yeah, you know, take away the website. It's okay. I'll have to find something else to do.
We always do. It's why we pay the most for everything. It's why everything's shit up here.
We pay so much.
We bend over and take it because we're so polite. Like, they'll literally blacklist these sites and we'll just go, oh, sorry, eh?
Oh, yeah. And then we'll just we'll go to the website and be like, oh, they must be down. And we'll never question it. We'll never question it. And we'll just browse like it never happened. And these guys are fucking laughing all day and just redirecting. Oh, my God.
We take it. We take it in car prices. We take it in.
We, you know, and I learned today. We take it in phone costs. We take it in. I learned it today. We totally get it. We get raked over the coals for our hydro costs.
Oh, my. Are you kidding? How do you not know that?
No, I. No, no, no. I, no, I've just, like, read more about it today. And there is even, like, what was it? We were paying upwards to like 40 cents a kilowatt hour compared to like Mexico, which pays like 2 cents a kilowatt hour.
Man, where and our been? Infrastructure you've been paying your hydro.
I've been
How
in BC. I've been in BC for 32 fucking years, okay?
Kathleen
I'm
Wynn,
catching
man.
Up out here and in the Ontario stuff. That's insane.
Welcome to the highest hydro rate free world.
So it's like, you see what we get charged for. And I mean, the standard story is we have such a large country and that the infrastructure costs for a lower population of Canada being 30 million. They talk about the infrastructure costs being so high and that's why we pay more than other countries. But
then why until, so Kathleen Wynne gets in, does this hydro shit, sells it off to foreign companies. What before it wasn't as bad as it is now, so how do they justify where it's gone? How do they justify how it's ridiculous? It's higher now than it has ever been.
Well,
by a long shot. I'm not just talking about regular inflation. I'm talking by a fucking long shot.
Well, hydro cost in general. There's a agreement. Provincially for us. The Ontario government is signing a contract at the end of the month with Samsung in conjunction with another Korean company to build more solar and wind power options.
So they can charge us up the ass for that
exactly.
Too?
On the contract itself, they're stating that they need to be receiving 29.5 cents a kilowatt hour. That's for the government to be supplied, and then they're doing the markup to the consumers.
Yeah, it's not going to make any difference.
And not only that, but the clause itself forces the municipal government to purchase the first like 10,000 or X amount percentage of power from this supply before they can go to alternate means.
It's insane.
Yeah, so I mean, and there's groups pushing and petitioning and to get this bill revoked so we could look at other clean options of power source, but just the fact that this has been operating, this clause has actually been in effect since like 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like I said, I've like from BC, I catch up on these things and all of a sudden I read about this today and I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like how could this even be? And just like you said, us as Canadians, we kind of just turn a blind eye and take it.
Exactly and
it's
it.
Almost like we're too
we have never
it's like we're too polite to do something about
government.
It it's
exactly.
Insane
no one cares enough to everyone will bitch. Okay, let's be real, everyone will bitch. No one cares enough to actually do anything about it. No, no one cares enough to throw Kathleen Wynne out of office. No one would do that. In fact, because of the minimum wage increase, she's gonna get reelected again.
And minimum wage increase doesn't always
That's not going
to
help.
It's not. You're just going to find businesses having to charge more because they're paying their
Things
staff more
gone
and
up.
They're not willing to.
Things
yeah.
have already gone up. Okay, mm-hmm. I ordered Swiss Chalet the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ordered Swiss Chalet a few times. All the prices have gone up already.
That's insane.
by $1, $2, $3.
And it adds up. It's 100% adds up. And I know inflation is a bitch, and we see it all over the
inflation
world.
Inflation doesn't... So if inflation goes up, that doesn't mean things go up a dollar. That doesn't
mean things go up $2. That's reactionary.
That, yeah.
You'll see 10 cents, 20 cents over the course of 5 years, that, that's real right? inflation.
But, You're going to see that every year. Especially now that the minimum wage is going up. You're going to think a huge increase.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And it's just going to fuck over the middle class. That's all it really... The rich will still be fine, but the middle class, who won't make any more than they're already making now, are just now going to have to pay more.
Yeah. Now, it's scary, and just like... It is insane when you start really looking at it, and just like... And I know we've talked a lot about like net neutrality in the States and Trump in office and this and that, and just we poke fun, but the more you read about it, even locally, I agree with you when you're saying that we kind of turn our backs to it and we mm-hmm. aren't willing to stand up for it.
Oh, people talk about how bad the politics are in the States, right?
Yeah.
But Canada, who will laugh at the States while ignoring our own politics up here, and how Trudeau's just a doof who doesn't know what he's doing. Have you listened to him talk? People say Trump's bad. You have Trudeau up there being we continue support the Canadians in their opinion and continue to listen to Canadians like that's it. That's all he does. Every time. And he'll repeat the same thing over and over again. He won't answer any question. He'll go up there and he'll repeat the same fucking line 20 times.
See,
when people
like,
ask,
in all honesty and soul, hey buddy, welcome to chat. And yeah, we're gonna keep going, but fire away a question. We'll gladly answer it. But for me, I've never been. I hate to say it, I have been, and for a long time, and still like dipping my toes in at this point. But been one of those Canadians that just put the nose to the grindstone and just blissfully keep yourself unaware of what's going on. And I have been reading more, and I've been like kind of just shaking my head and really like, what is going on? It's insane.
So as I said, people laugh. People laugh at Trump.
And no one
looks at our politics.
And we'll say, oh, it can't happen in Canada. We're in Canada. Blah, blah, blah. How about it, eh?
We're so much better, eh?
But there's these little things.
Meanwhile, we're being raked over the coals.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Oh, it's good times. Good times. Hey, Rye, how are you doing?
I'm not a happy camper.
We missed
Thanks
you, bro.
For stopping by.
We just had.
Yeah.
Did you? Are you webcam back? You are webcam back. Mm-hmm. So.
Granted, I don't know how much time I have on this earth, but mm-hmm. you know.
Tell us how your day went.
We have the most reliable internet in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, in 2017, almost 2018, I can't get a reliable wireless signal. Weird.
Oh, well, you know what the other issue is? The other issue, Rye, is also I didn't stream on Soul Eater's birthday yesterday.
That's just, I mean.
Yeah, that's Rudy.
How can we forget Soul Eater's birthday?
Soul, I apologize, buddy. I went to Star Wars just in preparation for this podcast, which I really thought all three parties were going to go and make a conscious effort to watch Star Wars.
You had one job.
Oh my God, Ryan. Oh my God, Ryan has done you too much. I really feel bad, and I think I'm going to bring a beer to your house after this. Oh my God. I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, bro. And I'm just, or I'll come and be like, I'm sorry. Do you want the last of my iced tea?
Oh my God.
Do you want the last of my 1.75 liter?
You had one job, you couldn't do it.
Oh God.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Well, Rye, did you miss you missed an interesting twist and turn.
I have to admit, I did tune into the stream on my data just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard some Trump talk, which was nice, and Toast, you're right. Our politics is just as bad. Well, not just as bad. I mean, that's a shit show down there, but it's
ours is bad.
It's a different kind of bad. Yeah. It's a different kind of bad. It's not crazy racist old guy bad, but it's bad.
Well,
it's pretty bad.
I think you know, in Canada, we really try our best to
not be crazy.
Not I'm not gonna say like appear like no nothing's wrong. I don't know how to, it's a really weird thing. Like, I think everyone
Trudeau just goes up on stage, you know, he cries a little bit, he apologizes for something we didn't do, and then that he gets hella ratings for that. And all I've seen is the Trudeau apology campaign. Mm. Why don't you apologize for a fucking hydro there, Trudeau? Do something about that, buddy.
Where is that? Where are your tears for our hydro bills? That's hilarious. It's kind of funny. What'd you call it the other day? Oh, yeah, crocodile tears. That was funny.
Crocodile
when we were talking
tears.
About it the other day. You're like, I was talking about the Gord Downie thing, and you were so mad about it. Toast.
Oh, yeah, the crocodile. Mm. I it's fair to say that I am not a huge fan of Joe.
Yeah, so, it's fair to say.
Fair to say.
To be fair.
I don't believe he's the most qualified leader. Yeah, and I just so happen to vote for the man, which I regret.
No. Well, yeah. Serves you right.
Serves me right. Serves me right.
Well, I guess in this situation, we'll just say mistakes were made.
Oh, yeah.
But like you know it. What? Once again, I don't know how we do this. So I always try to think we're going to try to keep the podcast really positive, and especially being, you know, episode 10.
It's not a positive world, my friend. You have
I
to
know,
let it go
but
somewhere.
We're episode 10. We should be celebrating the fact it's Christmas. Our families are together. We're friendship and magicking. It's just
right. So friendship and magicking, right? So you open off the podcast, right? It just beat down.
See,
are you playing the outro music? What are you doing?
No, I'm playing Jingle Bells instrumental jazz.
Oh, good. I was like,
we're trying to get happier. We got the fire in the background.
Hey, look at that.
It's the holiday spirit.
For the Christmas podcast, we probably should have talked about this.
We should have asked each other, Rye, what do you want for Christmas, bro?
I asked for, I'm a big clothing guy now. I asked for some nice warm sweaters and stuff like that.
I just asked for a Secret Santa's gift. That's all I asked for. Toast, what did you want for Christmas, bro?
Such a dick. Just fucking lighting me up. What an asshole. Ugh.
You know, any podcast, you guys can fire back at me as much as you like.
What?
Toast,
no, totally do.
Toast, what are you looking for Christmas, my friend?
It's a new government.
You're looking for...
That's all I could ever ask for.
For the conspiracy of 9/11 to be revealed?
She's proven.
That...
For Trudeau just to be shamed out of office.
I love that soundbite.
We're back.
I do have a tattoo somewhere, Toast.
What?
Do you have like that image tattooed on you somewhere, that symbol?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Can't say that I do.
Okay, making sure.
Well, I'm gonna say it, guys. We're looking at 45 minutes in. This is when we cap off the podcast.
I wasn't here.
Rye, I know you dropped out for a good chunk. Is there anything you wanted to mention?
He tried.
He put the effort in.
It's the thought that counts.
Exactly.
It's Christmas.
Thank you.
You know what I want for Christmas?
What's that?
Good internet.
Good internet.
Maybe represented by Apple.
That'll never fucking happen. Hell freeze over.
That's ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to episode 10 of the Stuff with Guy podcast, Christmas edition. I am your pal Guy Jackson, wishing you all a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Well, I guess you can't say happy twice, but happy Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
Other Kwanzas. I hope you guys all get to hang with the family, enjoy yourselves, and make the best of your time off. rye bread.
It's just about family, isn't it?
I just want to say, 10 episodes is big. I mean, thank you for everybody who showed up, and, you know, Merry Christmas. I'm not going to say Happy Holidays because that's a cop-out. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time with your family. Hopefully you get some cool shit and eat well. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it.
I guess I am a dirty guy that copped out. Thanks. And Toast Runner. Toast is not, doesn't give a shit. He's like,
is he
no.
Dead?
Ah, Toast internet cuts out now.
No.
No, I'm good. I'm here. How y'all doing?
Quiet. This is your intro, bro.
It's my outro. Mm-hmm. Fucking shit. Doing stuff. All right. Have a good day. Hey. Happy holidays.
You see what I mean?
People like turkey. I like people. All right.
And don't forget.
Have a good night, everybody. Stay safe.
Don't forget, all you Canadians out there. Make sure the net neutrality doesn't hit us too, okay?
Please.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Happy holidays, everybody.